Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, January 5th, 2016, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight,
we're also taking steps to make the background check system more efficient.
Obama says that more background checks are needed. Meanwhile, the FBI reports that 23 million were conducted in 2015. Then, Senator Harry Reid wants to use slush fund money for his own personal retirement. After that, the latest on the conflict in Oregon. And, do you question the government? You could be diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. That's next.
And then you can protect your head from the sun so you don't get...
See how fast I did that? Folks, I'm an expert. Every day when I leave work, I do this. Let's do a wide shot, guys. People can see the full power.
So you might as well drink some BPA water while you're at it. Then you can go ahead and do a detox and start cleaning yourself out.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Well, the great gun grab is here. President Obama gave an Oscar-worthy performance today while he was trying to rally support for his executive actions on gun control. Now, the Drudge Report titled it Tears for Fears. I think it's more like Tears of a Clown.
And from high schoolers at Columbine, and from first graders in Newtown, first graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
So you gotta love how the president has to pause for effect and stare right into the camera as he wipes his tear away. It's all, you know, easily taken seriously there. But of course, this is all to prepare everyone for the days leading up to his State of the Union address, where he's going to lay out all the big issues facing the union and what he prepares to do with the remainder of his time in office. And of course, this is at a time when less than 2% of the American people consider gun control to be an issue. Less than 2%. The majority of Americans, rightly so, are concerned with terrorism and the economy. But here is how Obama plans to unilaterally curb your Second Amendment rights. Now, the White House press office published a fact sheet describing the executive actions that the president intends to sign. They cover four areas: expanding the background check system, increasing the role of the ATF, increasing the reporting and treatment of mental health disorders, and promoting smart gun technology. Now, this is, of course, something that's already been going on and they're just going to now increase it, things that haven't been working in their mind, but they're just going to keep on throwing money at these programs that don't work. Now, Breitbart points out five outrageous facts about Obama's executive gun control. They say, hello, the main policy would not have stopped any recent mass shootings. The last 15 mass killers all passed background checks to acquire firearms. This is something that we point out regularly. But you know what? Facts don't matter. They're going to get their long-awaited national registry. Now, they also point out that this is going to undo 225 years of precedent, destroyed without any legislative due process. The expansion of background checks is an affront to freedom in general. They say private sellers under the purview of the government, regardless of whether those sellers sell one gun a year or 100, they're going to now be affected by this. Americans have been selling guns privately since 1791. Now, with a swipe of his pen, Obama is saying a portion of those sales must be handled federally and conducted via background checks. Also, you can be denied a gun for purely financial reasons or if you are on Social Security, like if you are needing someone to manage your affairs. Now, if you'll recall, about 7 months ago, I interviewed the oldest living World War II veteran, Richard Overton. He was about to turn 109 years old. He told Josh and I a little story about how, you know, yeah, he has someone who manages his affairs for him, but every once in a while, he goes out on his patio, cleans his gun, just to let the sketchier elements in the neighborhood know that he's still with it and he is still packing. So, you know, now Mr. Overton, who fought in World War II, he's going to be under this new rule where he can get his gun taken away. Now, Breitbart also says it's going to add more burdens to gun dealers who are already following the law. Contrary to these mainstream media reports, they're already highly regulated. This is just going to add one more loophole for them to jump through. And then, of course, they're wanting to spend tax dollars on smart guns that nobody wants. They point out how to date, the biometric readers raise concerns that they'll fail to read the correct palm or fingerprint if it's caked with blood. So obviously that means it's useless for self-defense. And smart guns paired with watches or bracelets, you know, someone could steal that watch or bracelet, of course, and along with the gun, they'd outsmart those. And, you know, you're hearing a lot of stories about how a young kid is able to use his father's gun to stop a home intruder or, you know, a stay-at-home mom as well, having to protect herself and her children. Maybe she's has her husband's gun there. So it has all sorts of problems. But let's not forget that this is not some new plan the president has concocted. This has been going on for quite some time.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear, how guns can be used only by the person who is lawfully in possession of the weapon. So it's those kinds of things that I think we want to try to explore so that we can make sure that people have the ability to enjoy their Second Amendment rights while at the same time decreasing the misuse of weapons that lead to the kinds of things that we see on a daily basis, you know, where people, kids and kids especially, are struck down by
sure. No one wants that to occur.
So let's just go ahead and point out where Obama's priorities are when it comes to expanding the role of the ATF. Now, according to a White House fact sheet, the president plans to deploy 200 more Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive Agents to help enforce the gun laws. He also plans to add at least 230 new FBI agents to pour over the backgrounds of gun buyers. Now, guess how many agents are being sent to fight ISIS? 50. So clearly the real enemy is law-abiding citizens here in the U.S. This, I will reiterate, is at a time when the majority of Americans are more concerned with terrorism, our open borders, and of course the economy. But, you know, he's going to put all this effort into getting this gun control. That's going to be his big cap off here as he is finally getting out of office. Now, let's look at this rule allowing doctors to turn over gun patients who they deem are mentally unfit. So, of course, the government can strip them of their rights. Now, this is the argument that people use time and again. And, of course, nobody wants some mentally unstable person having access to a gun. But let's go ahead and take a closer look. Now, this also would mean that Americans critical of the government could have their Second Amendment rights restricted if psychologists diagnose them with oppositional defiant disorder, ODD. We've talked about this last year. Oppositional defiant disorder is a recurrent pattern of negativistic, defiant, disobedient, and hostile behavior toward authority figures. It typically begins at a young age, but can survive into adulthood. Now think of how many students out there right now are afflicted with this problem. Additionally, Americans with alternative views could be labeled crazy and have their guns taken. So this could be preppers, people who complain about corruption, and they've already previously been deemed mentally defective. So what about, you know, posting about government corruption on Facebook? I know I do that plenty. You can be involuntarily detained for psychiatric questioning, just like former Marine Brandon Raub was in 2012. And earlier that same year, David Sarti, he is one of the participants in the National Geographic Channel's Doomsday Prepper Show, he visited his doctor complaining of chest pains, only to have the doctor later commit him to a psychiatric ward and alert authorities. Sarti was then subsequently declared mentally defective, and he was put on an FBI list that stripped him of his Second Amendment rights. So as you can see, the mental health aspects of Obama's sweeping gun control regulations are general. Anything can fall under that. And this is what we've been warning you about for years. This great gun grab is here. And that's what we need to stand up against. Because if you give them just an ounce of your freedom, they're going to take it all. They're just waiting for this moment of weakness. And of course, he has been using this time and again with his crocodile tears. Now, coming up later in the show, Jakari Jackson and David Knight are going to break down Obama's theatrical performance, as well as bring in some facts to his fiction. And then, of course, we're going to be checking in with Joe Biggs. He's on the ground there in Oregon. He's got another report coming back from behind the militia lines. As well, we are going to be hearing from InfoWars investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. He's going to tell you about the top things that George Soros has his eyes on for 2016.
And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun.
Obama's dictatorial national policy strategy is forming into what can only be described as a global government-coordinated subterfuge of the language of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It wasn't the first time I had to talk to the nation in response to a mass shooting, nor would it be the last. Fort Hood, Binghamton, Aurora, Oak Creek, Newtown, the Navy Yard, Santa Barbara, Charleston, San Bernardino.
Notice how he mentioned Fort Hood and San Bernardino. Those were actually jihads, not mass shootings by the mentally ill or even proven workplace violence. So it stands to reason, if a small percentage of mass shootings are already jihads, you better believe Americans are going to need to be packing heat. Of course, this is only the beginning of the propaganda on parade. Here's a reminder. A little-known decades-old anti-propaganda law known as the Smith-Mundt Act was silently deep-sixed on July 2nd of 2013. Essentially, unlimited government propaganda can now be unleashed to control the seething grievances of the American people. So what is it that Obama is selling this time? Nothing less than an affront to the absolute law of the land. A huge swath of Social Security beneficiaries will become ineligible to own a firearm to protect themselves, as Obama nonchalantly placed that into the mental health aspects of Obama's executive gun control. Breitbart reports, the reporting that SSA, in consultation with the Department of Justice, is expected to require will cover appropriate records of the approximately 75,000 people each year who have a documented mental health issue, receive disability benefits, and are unable to manage those benefits because of their mental impairment. Sorry, Grandpa, we're turning your home into a gun-free zone, where 92% of mass shootings have happened since 2009. It'll be open season on you once the punks down the street find out the gun confiscation SWAT team paid a visit to your house. And as the Washington Free Beacon reports, Obama's executive order may require those selling even a single firearm to become licensed dealers. With gun sales skyrocketing, this will send shockwaves through the economy, not to mention society. But how exactly does Obama categorize those that should be restricted from owning a firearm? Under Obama and the DOJ's proposed rule attached to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, and the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, the Department of Health and Human Services expressly permits certain HIPAA-covered entities to disclose to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System the identities of individuals who are subject to a federal mental health prohibitor that disqualifies them from shipping, transporting, possessing, or receiving a firearm. Furthermore, among the persons subject to the federal mental health prohibitors are individuals who have been involuntarily committed to a mental institution, found incompetent to stand trial or not guilty by reason of insanity, or otherwise have been determined by a court, board commission, or other lawful authority to be a danger to themselves or others, to lack the mental capacity to contract or manage their own affairs as a result of subnormal intelligence or mental illness. Incompetency, condition, whatever that is, or disease. Basically, anybody can be determined as a mental risk. And your doctor, a tool of Obamacare's Stasi on steroids data program, can legally rat you out and send a SWAT team to your door to confiscate your weapons, when it's Obama's very policies on immigration and gun-free zone violence that have caused gun sales to soar in the United States in the first place.
I've got a pen. And I've got a phone.
The nightmarish wielding of Obama's pen and a phone doesn't rest on the amount of executive orders Obama has signed. He's a lightweight, with the current 226 total, compared to FDR's 3,522.
We believe in Social Security.
Or the guy that gave us the Federal Reserve, Woodrow Wilson's 1,803. It's the usage of the executive orders to openly bypass Congress on constitutional law, while shedding crocodile tears, all for the sake of a nearly completed one-world government agenda. Let the impeachment proceedings begin. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReports.com. Wayne, formerly in the Navy in anti-submarine warfare, then, of course, head of a major security operations at the National Security Agency, one of the first big NSA whistleblowers 15 years ago or more, works with InfoWars.com as a roving journalist. You just heard my rant, but I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a pill-popping drunk like Nixon. At least they want to destroy the country. You've investigated Obama, written books about him like nobody else out there. You're not some right-winger. I'd call you more of an overall patriotic, libertarian, progressive. Not in the George Soros sense, but as a real one, classical liberal, whatever. I mean, you know, 5 years ago when you were saying Obama, you know, does have weird Muslim ties, I was still poo-pooing that. I've got sources in the White House. I mean, I don't know if it's a psyop or whatever, but he's hitting his knees to Mecca. He's trying to destroy the country. I'm going to get into Soros funding attacks on Christians all over the world. I mean, what's the grand plan here, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think Soros is the master of chaos. He actually has figured out a way to make money through constant disruption and constant chaos, whether it's financial chaos, how he shorts national currencies, or by funding these street demonstrations that eventually turn into full-scale coup d'etats like we saw happen in Ukraine and Georgia and in the so-called Arab Spring, which he bankrolled also, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, funding the uprising in Syria with all of its disastrous effects. And now we've got Soros telling Europe, yeah, you've taken in a million of these Muslim migrants, mostly from the Middle East and North Africa, but you can take in a few million more. And now it's being reported. It's not being reported here because of the political correctness issue. And I think Trump is really onto something with his tirade on political correctness. But we just had reports on New Year's Eve out of Germany, thousands of these jihadi gangbangers going around in wolf packs, basically raping German women who were out celebrating New Year's Eve.
Now, we have video of it. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Let's show the articles at Infowars.com of mass gang rapes, 35 women raped at once, police standing down, churches being raided. I mean, this is a foaming at the mouth jihadis that couldn't take over Syria. The Russians kicked them out. So now they went back to Turkey and they dumped them in Europe. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah. And I, you know, and we have Turkey, you know, this Erdogan, the president, becoming a neo-Ottoman emperor. And who does Obama use as his sounding board and his advisor for issues in the Middle East? He talks to Erdogan. Erdogan, whose Muslim cleric just said that engaged couples in Turkey should not be walking around holding hands. Looks like Turkey is going to go back to the ways of Saudi Arabia, which just, of course, executed a major Shia cleric and some minor Shia clerics. And that now we're supposed to be on the side of Saudi Arabia as they started this to get into a war with Iran. This is one case where the United States ought to just switch sides and say, you, Saudi Arabia, you did it on 9/11 with some of your friends, and now you're trying to get us into a major shooting war with Iran. By the way, we're retargeting our weapons. They're not pointing at Tehran anymore. They're pointing at Riyadh, Jeddah, and Mecca.
Well, I tell you, Wayne, you can see Operation Chaos worldwide. Spectre doesn't exist in fantasy land, but it exists in the real world with just all Hades breaking loose. And I got to say, I supported the Bundys and others and my reporters when they went. When the feds had kicked all 35 other ranching families off, they were the last family there. Harry Reid was in a land swap for solar panels in one area. This was going to be the environmental easement in the other. But now them going in when they're not wanted by the locals and taking over this area, it's just the timing with Obama and his gun control push and everything that's going on really, really smells to me. Again, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying the whole thing with it now all over the news that, oh my gosh, white domestic terrorists are attacking, you know, all the quote, Black Lives Matter people saying, you know, go kill them, send in the National Guard. I'm really concerned about them trying to kick off some type of civil unrest in this country on the back of the gun control. What's your take on that? And do you have any ideas or strategies to try to navigate out of this? Then let's get into your article that we ran at Infowars.com yesterday, dealing with Soros' top 10 hit list, Christians being number one.
Well, people can always be used by those who have agendas. And remember Occupy Wall Street. Soros, of course, did provide some money for Occupy Wall Street. But then we had, as we started to see the Occupy movement gel in New York and Washington and L.A. and other cities, we had the FBI come out and they got caught. Because it was in their own documents that they were going to start using FBI snipers to pick off the leaders of the Occupy movement who were speaking in these various city centers. So there's a perfect example of how a guy like Soros will cooperate with the government to basically surface the leadership for ulterior motives. And we saw, look, you can go back to the anti-Vietnam War protests when you had like the SDS occupying university offices, ROTC buildings on campuses. And later we found out a lot of these SDS members were FBI informants. So they were ratting out the people who wanted to keep it nonviolent, of course.
Absolutely. And then all I do is I come out Sunday and yesterday and I say I support the overall idea, what the Bundys are doing. I know the feds are grabbing these mines and property. It's part of the deindustrialization shutdown program, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. But the timing and where you're at, please watch out for provocateurs. Watch out for infiltrators. Please, and I told the feds, please try to de-escalate. Don't play into the civil war plan that your foreign bosses want. Come on, let's really come together here. Let's not be stupid. I'm like a wartime broadcaster talking to both sides and not be idiots. And then the response is people run up to my reporters who are, quote, you know, involved in all this and some of the prominent people who I don't even know their names. And they go, how dare Alex Jones say I'm a Fed and Eamon Bundy's a Fed. And Joe's like, he never said that. Well, it doesn't matter. That's what we were told. So you're bad.
I mean, obviously, who's telling them that? I mean, this is so textbook how they cut these people out, how they manipulate them. It's just so sad how they play them. And it's just so, I've been doing this for 20 plus years. I told people that the Hatari militia was being infiltrated. And then 6 months later, they busted them and brought them down. And I worked to try to get the judge to drop the case. And they did. We blew that wide open. And then I don't even get thanks because a lot of the folks involved in it aren't even smart enough. I'm just being serious to get what happened to them. I mean, it's like Nigerian emails. I remember this has been going on for about 16, 17 years where you get the email that that Prince Habubu or Habibi or whatever they say it is at the time, literally has $10,000 for you, but he's reached out to you because he's heard you're a wonderful person. They usually target women. And that if you give them $10,000, he will give you $1 million next week. You give him the $10,000. He goes, oh, the prince may be able to speak to you on the phone. Sorry. He's been arrested by King Agugu or whatever they make up. I mean, it's literally ridiculous. You look it up, the people don't even exist. And then you're already in for 10 grand, con, so you don't want to admit it. And then you finally have to talk to Prince Abubu, though, or Abibi, or whatever the name is. You want to believe you've won the lottery. Well, you start telling friends and family, do not give them more money. It's not real. They go, shut up. You're just jealous that I'm about to get $5 million now, and I give them another 20 grand. And you go, no, it's not real. It's a scam. And even when they give them the next round of money, I've known three people that did this. They will never talk to me again. They will not admit they were wrong. They will not admit they got conned. Just like Obama voters or whatever on the free health care of Obamacare and they double, triple prices. And there was literally a talk show host I knew who I heard on air one day. I thought it was a joke when I heard it. This was like 12, 13 years ago. This was about 14 years ago. Announcing that he had been contacted by a Nigerian prince that wanted to fund his show. And I called him and I said, it's not real. And he literally went on air and said, I was jealous trying to stop it. And then later said, I jinxed the deal with the prince. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm like, look out for feds. They'll say I'm bad. They'll say, violence is good, whatever. They'll try to escalate. Please watch out. And then that means I said they're feds. I mean, it's just so hard to deal with this psychology, and quite frankly, Wayne, very, very sad.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse, and why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
Every day we see these kinds of outrages, these kinds of power grabs, over-the-top, unconstitutional actions by these government bureaucracies, and this happens because Congress has abdicated its power to these bureaucracies. They're all these little fiefdoms looking to expand their power base, and there are no checks on them. They have become legislatures, they have become their own police, and their own courts, because in most cases they do these as civil actions, so you don't have a day in court. In many cases, they just assess you the fine. They take your money, like that not registering your paper airplane, okay? They can fine you $27,000. You don't get a day in court, okay? They don't charge you. It's like civil asset forfeiture under the drug war. They don't charge you with a crime. They don't find you guilty. They just take your property, just take your money. And so that's what we're seeing over and over again. And that's a key part of this. This is the tactic that Obama is using. To say, well, these are just going to be rules, okay? This is legislation without representation. Let's understand it. It's gotten to that point that we need to understand this is not only legislation without representation, we're back to taxation without representation when they can assess these fines as civil penalties and you don't get a day in court. So it's very, very dangerous. But let's go to this particular clip on smart guns, Jakari.
Yes, let's go ahead and roll the clip. It's Obama talking about smart guns and how he wants to have fingerprint activation to use a firearm.
We're going to boost gun safety technology. Now, today, many gun injuries and deaths are the result of legal guns that were stolen or misused or discharged accidentally. In 2013 alone, more than 500 people lost their lives to gun accidents, and that includes 30 children younger than 5 years old. In the greatest, most technologically advanced nation on earth, there is no reason for this. We need to develop new technologies that make guns safer. If we can set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you got the right fingerprint, why can't we do the same thing for our guns?
Yeah, great. Let's do it. Let's treat everybody as if they're a convicted drunk driver, and they've got to pass a breathalyzer test to turn on their car.
That can help us find a missing tablet, which happens to me often, the older I get. If we can do it for your iPad, there's no reason we can't do it with a stolen gun. If a child can't open a bottle of aspirin.
Yeah, let's go ahead and stop the clip there. Yeah, when he's talking about GPS tracking, he's like, hey, sometimes I lose my iPad and I need GPS tracking to find it. It's like, oh, yeah, where'd I put that 38? I can't find it. Let me.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's not Holder, what the Attorney General was talking about before he went out. He said, well, let's have some type of bracelet or some other thing to where people can't use the gun unless they're right there. And, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, if they make this nationwide, it's going to happen. An officer is going to reach for his gun. He's going to have some gloves on or some other thing, and he's not going to use this pistol.
Oh, technology never fails, Jakari. Never fails.
Just like the smart car never gets you a ticket or anything.
That's right. Look, we understand where this is going. We know one of our big concerns about the government-controlled robot cars. Let's just understand that it's going to be the government that's going to be controlling them. They can shut down your transportation just like that. With this, they'll be able to track you anywhere they want. They'll be able to turn off your guns remotely. And not just the government. Hackers will be able to mess with your guns, okay? And turn them off. And it is another level of safety. But this is something they're really going to push. Listen to what he said in his, this is the White House talking about what they're going to do. He says they're going to review the availability of smart gun technology on a regular basis. They're going to explore potential ways to further its use and development to more broadly improve gun safety. Well, they're going to embark on a research program to come up with this stuff and then force you to use that. They're also going to set up an Internet Investigation Center to track illegal online firearms tracking. And, of course, they're moving some of this power, Jakari, from the FBI to the ATF. Background checks, they're moving some of that to the ATF. Mm-hmm. This Internet Investigation Center, another agency to spy on you on the Internet, okay, without a search warrant, they're going to be transferring that to the ATF instead of the FBI. I guess the FBI is a little bit too concerned for about the Constitution. They don't have that problem with the ATF.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. Now, there's another thing that he talked about in clip number two, guys, if we can get that ready. When he was talking about gun trust, you may recall, David, Joe Biggs and myself, we did that report. We went out to the Silencer shop here in Austin, Texas. And one of the things that they were talking about you could use a trust to have multiple people use a silent or suppressor. You know, they call it silencer, but it's really a suppressor. It makes the gun hearing safe. It can also help, you know, somebody with their accuracy. Mm-hmm. And people complain about the suppressors. I'm like, all these people who complain about getting shot by somebody, don't you want the person to be more accurate and actually hit the bad guy, hit the target? And if a suppressor can help you do that, what's the argument against that? That's common sense to me.
Yeah.
Make the gun more accurate. That's common sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, this ammunition law that was put in out in they're trying to float this out in New York. The two women who did this in the state house and the state senate, they wanted to limit your ammunition purchases to twice the capacity of your firearm during a three-month period. So if they do that, if they were successful in doing that, that would mean that you would not be able to practice with it so that you had real gun control, okay, yes. So that you could really hit
gun control
you were
is using both hands.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, they point out that this has already failed. They had a provision for that in the SAFE Act that was passed in New York State, and they were very embarrassed when Governor Cuomo realized that he didn't have any way to implement that. And then it was also overturned in federal district court in New York. They said it was unconstitutional to regulate how many rounds a person could have, but that doesn't faze Roxanne and Joanne, the two legislators who are pushing this thing. They're going to still try to do that again. And understand, they are going to try to control ammunition. He doesn't talk about that, but that's one of the key things, because if they can get a hold of your ammunition, then your gun becomes a club.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and run that clip about targeting the gun trust.
We're also expanding background checks to cover violent criminals who try to buy some of the most dangerous firearms by hiding behind trusts and corporations and various cutouts. We're also taking steps to make the background check system more efficient. Under the guidance of Jim Comey and the FBI and our deputy director, Don Brandon at ATF, we're going to hire more folks to process applications faster, and we're going to bring an outdated background check system into the 21st century.
So there you go. Let's get rid of the gun trust. And as you said, David, you know, some violent felon isn't going to go through the process of trying to get into a trust in the first place.
That's right. That's right. It's a very, you know, I mean, really, are the typical street criminals, are they going to go through all the hassle of trying to set up a gun trust? That's the absurdity of all of this stuff.
Yes.
The fact that if you're going to be engaged in a criminal activity, the last thing you're going to do is go buy a gun at a retail facility, okay? And if they're going to crack down on that, I can just imagine that the armed robbers and the armed terrorists are going to say, you know, well, we're going to have to put off our heist here, or we're going to have to put off the terrorist event because they were out of ammunition at Walmart, or, you know, they were out of AK-47s or whatever. I mean, they don't use that. They're going to go through the black market, and the black market is going to be there. If we haven't learned anything from the war on drugs, can't we learn something from alcohol prohibition? And that is, When you prohibit something, you have a vibrant black market, okay? We have more access to drugs because of prohibition. I've talked to law enforcement against prohibition, that organization LEAP. They pointed that out. It's like it actually makes it more readily available. It increases the virility of whatever it is that you're trying to outlaw. So you're going to have much more dangerous forms of guns that are going to be more widely available as you continue to crack down on this.
Yeah, and as far as we're talking about prohibition, go talk to a high school senior. It's easier for them to get some illegal drugs than it is to get a can of beer.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point. So if we can learn anything from this, can't we learn that prohibition is going to backfire on us? And that's what the people who are pushing for gun control need to understand that. They also need to understand that if you're going to support a process by which we have these agencies do whatever they wish, where the president can do whatever he wishes as a dictator, there's going to be somebody coming along eventually that you're not going to be happy with. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why the opposition party never shuts this down. The Democrats don't shut down a Republican when he makes bad executive orders, and the Republicans don't shut down Obama because they want that power themselves. And that ought to scare you more than the idea that your neighbor has a gun. That really ought to scare you a lot more than that.
Absolutely. Now let's play the next clip. Let's go to clip number one, guys. And this is Obama saying anyone in the business of selling firearms must get a license and perform a background check. Now, this troubles me, David, because just as Kit was saying today when he was talking to Alex, that means if I sold you a firearm, you know, am I a licensed dealer? No, but I have the right as a United States citizen to sell you a firearm without any type of background check or having a license.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret, Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now we're live from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge just outside of Burns, Oregon. Now in Burns is actually quite a blizzard going on, and we're starting to get that snow over here now. You can barely even see the road. So today should be interesting, seeing as the fact that The Guardian is reporting that the FBI came out, federal agents said that they will be cutting off the power, and they will also be cutting off cell phone reception and then setting up a blockade, not letting any of them come in or out to resupply, to contact the outside world. And one of the quotes in The Guardian from a federal agent in Washington said they want to let them sit there for a long time and think about what it is they've done.
That's right. And what smart advisors there are that had maneuvered the Bundys into this. Good friends.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance that there could be some opposition that's infiltrated that to kind of go against Bundy. You know, I've had some people, some friends who work in special ops, some guys who are in the military for a long time. They actually have friends on the inside that said that there are snipers set up in positions. We do know that there's drones flying over. And one of the quotes that I was given was that they want to take out the Bundy brothers. They don't like what they're doing. They don't like they're sparking up a revolution, getting people amassed and ready to come out here and stand up against the government. So they are at a point where they are done with the Bundy brothers, from what I've heard. So it's going to be an interesting day, to say the least, especially if they cut off the power, the cell phone reception, and then set up a blockade to cut off the resupply route.
Well, all I know is the globalists and people involved better watch their butts, because the feds always burn their informants and their minions afterwards. And this is a big nasty coming down.
One of the worst things that could happen, though, is if they actually were to try to do something, all that's going to do is make the Bundys a martyr. And then you're going to see a large group of people across this country stand up, rise up, and you're going to see a lot more of these standoffs happen.
Here's my issue. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Bundys are great people. I get their point. The feds are out of control. It's wrong. It's agenda 21. The locals don't want them. The Hammonds don't want it. And that's why this dog doesn't hunt. This isn't their land, their grazing rights. It doesn't have the same optics. And this is perfect timing for Obama. Why have the Bundys been out there for months off and on, and now all this breaks loose right when Obama rolls out his offensive against the Patriots? I mean, come on, people. This is really smells.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how this is all played out, and it will be interesting to see how this unfolds over the next 24 hours, especially when they're expecting more snow to fall, temperatures to drop, to see how this happens. Now, today we went out and investigated reports that there were FBI federal agents amassing at schools across the Burns area. We weren't able to find any, but I have been noticing a lot of the militiamen with binoculars starting to look out across the land to different areas. So maybe they've seen some movement out here in these hills. Maybe the FBI left early this morning and already have certain spots set up, and they've got their eyes on this area for when they do shut the power, to see how the militia and the Bundys react.
Well, this is just a giant extravaganza for the establishment with the wrong optics. I mean, I couldn't pick a worse place for this to be going down in a worse time. But that said, it's a free country. Folks can do what they want, can't they? I'm just going to continue trying to warn folks that we have an executive branch power grab outside of law to register guns, not let you transfer guns, to let psychologists take guns whenever they want, to take Social Security recipients' guns. I mean, this is in Politico. To now say if you criticize the government, your guns can be taken. I mean, this is worse than I thought. Joe.
Well, the interesting thing is what happened in Waco with the Davidians when the FBI did roll in and they shut off the power. Is this going to happen again? Are they going to have another assault like that here at the refuge?
And by the way, the RNC head has denounced Obama gun control executive actions as dangerous power grabs. So finally, that narrative just the last few hours is getting out there. That's bigger than the 7 gun grabs they're announcing, and the 3 big ones. Is that the president can't shut our power plants off because he felt like it when he was on his prayer rug in the morning. The president can't just take our guns because he found it in the toilet, you know, and decided it was a royal scroll or something. The president is not God. And, you know, him and all his degenerate supporters think they're about to have some great war. And I mean, my God, the George Soros people saying these are white terrorists and Al-Qaeda and all this. I mean, they are really just spoiling.
I mean, Last night I had an opportunity to actually go down here to where the federal facilities are. There's about 7 or 8 buildings down there.
Joe Biggs reporting for Infowars.com. Now, we just arrived in Oregon. We've come here to investigate the reports of armed militiamen overthrowing a federal government building here at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, right outside of Burns, Oregon. Now, there have been reports they have taken this building. They're using it as a place to protest against the U.S. government, who time and time again have overstepped their boundaries, taking up people's lands. It's not just happening in Nevada. It's not just happening in Oregon. It's happening back home where I live in Texas as well. This is a huge issue. It's a huge problem. So this is why we decided to come out here. We want to find out if it's really as bad at this federal building as they're making it out to be, or is our government using this as another way to push
gun control. As you can see, we're down here in the actual compound area, the federal building where the militia have taken over and they're staying against the tyrannical government. As you can see, they're not destroying anything. They're actually taking care of the land and preparing it, making sure it looks good. They're not out here destroying property. They're not out here messing with vehicles. As you can see, there's a lot of government vehicles that are sitting here. They've been left untouched, unharmed, and the place actually looks pretty good. So that is what's going on inside of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge here in Oregon. Guys out here putting in some hard work and doing what they can, and what they say they're trying to do is give this land back to the people. You don't see any gunfire. You don't see any buildings burning down. It's not a peaceful protest like they said was in Ferguson. It's not like a peaceful protest that happened in Baltimore. This is actually, by the book, peaceful. There's nothing going on, nothing crazy, no shots fired, no people screaming, no one running for their lives inside of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And now we're here to talk to some of the people who have actually driven up from California in support of what's going on. So tell me your name, sir.
John Ferreira. Daniel Ferreira.
And why have you gentlemen come up here?
We came up here to support this effort here. We're ranchers in Northern California, and the federal government is doing a land grab here. They're doing a land grab in Northern California. And so we're here to support them, to help them. Hopefully they do it right, and hopefully it makes a difference here in this county.
Now, based on being here now, it's nothing like what you probably thought it was based off the mainstream media, right? Like, firefights and flames and buildings burning down and a hostage situation with a federal building overthrow. It's nothing like that at all. It's a lot more peaceful, and there's people out here really just trying to make a stand against the federal government.
That's exactly what's going on. It's the people down there, they're just people. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to work. They're trying to do something that's really difficult, and that's to be a rancher. To be a rancher is real hard to make a living, and they've been under the gun for a lot of years. My father was under the gun for a lot of years. This thing is pretty difficult to make work, yes.
Now, have you guys come in contact with BLM? Have they ever messed with you guys or maybe some neighbors you have?
Yes, BLM has been an issue. BLM has a mindset of power and authority, and they're going to do it their way, and if you don't like it, if you step on their feet, they don't like it at all.
So do you fully support what they've done here? Do you think that coming out here, grabbing this building, making a stand is a good idea? Do you think it could have been done a different way, in your opinion?
Well, I think that taking the building is a great thing. Making a stand is a great thing. I think it's going to take really good leadership. I think that that's what's going to have to take place. Somebody's going to have to stand up, make the calls. The feds have taken land little bit by little bit. They want to take this land back, which they should. This is what they should do. But they need to have a plan, stick to that plan. They need to have the fortitude. They need to have the clout behind them. If people don't rally behind them and have good leadership, this won't happen. The trouble is that the federal government has gone so far, people are going to get hurt. And I hate to say that. I'm a pastor, been a Christian for a lot of years. Christians need to stand up, not be passive, and say enough's enough. Our rights are being taken. Or I should say we're giving our rights up more than our rights are being taken.
All right. Well, what do you have? Do you have anything to add about the situation unfolding? Do you want to see more people coming out here in support of this?
Oh, yeah. More people would be great. One thing is they're not terrorists. We're not terrorists. We're Americans. And we want to fix this country.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And you can also, for a limited time, get 6 months of PrisonPlanet.tv free when you subscribe for a yearly membership. And we certainly appreciate it. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA, so it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced.
and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.